And joining me today is Nolan Ironman head football coach Matt Hagebush. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win against Vianne on Friday. 6-0 was the final score. Coach, it was scoreless with about a minute going to the game. Talk about that last drive that Nolan had with 88 yards away to get that final score.
Well, it was kind of one of those situations where, you know, in the back of my head, I was already, preparing for overtime because I, wasn't expecting the turnover. And then, we were able to knock it loose. Jackson Strahl jumps on the fumble, and we get it back, and we run out there. And I'd gone through a couple of things in my head. We talk to our kids all the time about what we call FBI, which is football intelligence, and Wyatt Sanders, we'd been telling them all week, that they had a couple of corners that were pretty physical and liked to get downhill. And, he told us, he said, hey, when I'm running that bubble, that corner's really jumping down. And, we dialed up a little play to try to take advantage of it, used Terrell to set it up a little bit. And, we were able to capitalize on one of their mistakes and finally get one in right there with about 30 seconds left. So it was, it was exciting. It was about as exciting as a game can be. And for this group to win it that way right there at the end was, a great, stepping stone and way to get things started for this 2015 season.
Matter of fact, Vianne had two turnovers in that fourth quarter, including that one that was deep in the first and goal from Nowata's 6-yard line. And I thought that Nowata's defense played extremely well. Also give credit to Vianne's defense. Both defenses played well, despite that both teams offensively were running, were moving the ball very well. But again, defense has got the stop plays.
Well, definitely. I think Vianne and us are very similar. We're very similar football teams as far as the style of football that we like to play, which is, defense first, and we like to get after people just like they do. And, both of us had quite a few returning players from successful, campaigns last year. So, I fully expected both defenses to be a little bit ahead of the offense. And, luckily, Cody got better and better as the game went on, and we were able to come up with one more play than they were, and that was the difference.
Of course, we have to enjoy the win last week, and it was just so important for you guys getting that win. Now the focus is on the Dewey Bulldoggers as they come to Nowata on Friday night. Again, a team that had struggled a year ago, finishing 2-8, but they've got some weapons offensively, especially on the skill positions that certainly will bring a challenge to Nowata's defense.
There's no question. They return all their skill kids. They suffered some loss up front, on the offensive line as far as graduation is concerned. But when you're fast and you can do some good things with the ball in your hand, it certainly helps, new offensive linemen out. They got a tailback that's awfully good, and they've got some receivers that can really hurt you if you let them get some space. So, they definitely present some problems. They spread you out. They make you have to defend the entire football field. And then defensively, they return quite a few kids as well. So they've got some experience on both sides of the ball where it counts. And, if we're not on top of our game, we're going to be in trouble. There's no question.
Talk about on both sides of the football. What is Nowata going to have to do to take care of Dewey?
Well, we have certain principles that we believe in every single week. We've got to tackle. We've got to make sure we're lined up right. But they've got a sophomore quarterback. He's a young kid with a lot of ability. But we think if we can maybe get some pressure on the quarterback and make him uncomfortable, then that's going to maybe lead to a turnover, or something like that. So that's definitely something we want to do defensively is try to get them in a long down and distance situation and then, see if we can get a turnover or two somewhere along the way.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck to you against Dewey on Friday night.
You bet. Appreciate it, Adam. We'll see you there.